the way it should, I think he's going to win. And Ross Miller is sitting in the seat right now. Clark County Commission, all Democrats. Yeah. Yeah, they ruled in favor of Ross Miller, not Stavros Anthony, the Republican. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is not backing down from President Biden's description of Russian President Vladimir Putin as a killer. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Putin responded to the president's statement by citing America's own past and current problems, from slavery to the atomic bombing of Japan. At a White House briefing, spokeswoman Jen Psaki was asked if the president regrets calling Putin a killer.
No, the president gave a direct answer to a direct question.
She says the president won't hold back when he has concerns. And despite the tough stance, Psaki says the U.S. continues to pursue diplomacy with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Atlanta Deputy Police Chief Charles Hampton Jr. says nothing is off the table in their investigation into the recent massage parlor slayings, including whether the killings were a hate crime.
We had four Asian females that were killed. And so we are looking at everything to make sure that we discover and determine what the motive of our homicides were.
The killings in Atlanta follow a wave of recent attacks against Asian Americans. The 21-year-old suspect denied his attack was racially motivated. Attorneys at the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death have moved closer to seating a full jury. They chose three on Thursday, bringing the panel to 12. Two alternates still must be chosen. Prosecutors want a judge to allow a forensic psychiatrist to testify that Floyd's actions when he struggled with officers trying to put him in a squad car were consistent with any reasonable person's anxiety or panic during a traumatic event, and that he wasn't necessarily resisting arrest. Floyd said he had claustrophobia. Derek Chauvin's attorney says if that is allowed, he should be able to tell the jury about Floyd's drug arrest a year earlier. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 153 points, the NASDAQ plunged 409. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com. It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County health officials are urging currently eligible residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine now before the shots become available to everyone 16 and older on April 5th. The health district's appointment portal showed plenty of same-day appointments still available, but local health officials say they could change once a larger part of the community becomes eligible for those COVID-19 vaccines. Las Vegas jobless rates have dropped below double digits for the first time since the pandemic closed down much of the state a year ago. 9.9% of the Las Vegas workforce was jobless in January. That's down from 10.4% in December. Reno's unemployment rate in January was 4.9%. Carson City's was 5.6%. Las Vegas's jobless rate began 2020 with just a 3.9% unemployment rate. Well, it's official. The World of Concrete will be the first major trade show to return to Las Vegas. The Nevada Department of Business and Industry has formally approved the show, which is scheduled to run June 8th through the 10th. And that will be at the Las Vegas Convention Center's new West Hall and the nearby North Hall. The 2019 World Concrete Show brought in nearly 60,000 people to Las Vegas.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
You are bumper to bumper right now, 515 northbound at Boulder Highway. Also some heavy volumes, 15 south at Oakey, 15 north at Spring Mountain. And watch for overnight road work on the ramp on U.S. 95 southbound to Centennial Center and Road. And Rancho, the ramp closes at 8 p.m.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, and so good to have in the house a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He is one of the most patient men I know. He is Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman. He lost the race for County Commissioner District C, but he's challenging all the way up to the Nevada State Supreme Court, and he joins us now. Stavros, I don't know how you keep waiting and waiting and waiting, but the wait's going to be over soon because April 7th, you've got oral arguments before the State Supreme Court. How are you feeling?
Well, first of all, Kevin, thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it. I'm feeling good, and this is a long process. I mean, the election was in November, and here we are in March going on April, and this election hasn't been resolved. But really, this is, it's not just about me. This is about election integrity. The Clark County Register said that he could not call this election for Clark County Commission District C. The Clark County Commission agreed and called for a special election. And then the all-Democrat County Commission reversed themselves with no apparent reason. So this is a long fight, but it's really making sure that election integrity is intact, and not only for this election, but all future elections.
Does it bother you that Ross Miller gets to serve?
That's just the way the process works. The county commission, in a disgraceful move, certified an election when the Clark County Register said he couldn't call it, and they seated him. So the Clark County Commission is doing this. They have absolutely no integrity. They could have waited. They could have called for a special election. So it bothers me that they would do something like that, but that's just the way politics is. And we have a very good case in front of the Nevada Supreme Court, and we're looking forward to, and I'm looking forward to having a great attorney, Mark Hutchison, go in front of them and give an outstanding oral argument about why this election should have a special election, why it was prevented, and why the will of the voters is not clear on who won this District C race. So it's taken a long time. It is frustrating at times, but that's just the way the court system works.
I did not know that Mark was going to do the oral arguments. I know it was either between him or somebody else at Hutchison Stephan. But that's great news, because he is a great, great litigator. Let me just ask you, though, from the standpoint of legal minds that I've talked to, say this should be a slam dunk. What are you hearing from your legal people and maybe from other folks in the community that have looked at the law, looked at the statute, and looking at the evidence? What are you hearing from them?
Well, the first place to go is really read Mark Hutchison and his team's legal briefs that they've submitted to the Nevada State Supreme Court. And basically what it comes down to is NRS says that if an election has been prevented and the will of the voters is not known, then it calls for a special election. There shall be a special election. And really, for me, it's pretty easy. This election was prevented. It did not occur. When the Register, Clark County Register, said there was a 10-vote difference, but there's 139 discrepancies, and because of that, I cannot call the election. I don't know who won. I mean, that's what he actually told the Clark County Commission. And, you know, disgracefully, the Democratic Party kicked in and told them, you not certify this election. And you know, that's who the Clark County Commission represents. They represent the Democrat Party. They don't really represent the people. But when it comes to justice, I believe the Nevada Supreme Court is going to hear this case, take it seriously, and I think what's really important is they're going to set precedent for all future elections on what it means when an election is prevented, what it means when the will of the voters is not heard, and when to call for a special election. So I think this is an easy one, but obviously it's up to the Nevada Supreme Court justices to sift through the information. But if you go, the briefs that have been submitted, all public documents, if you read those briefs, I think you'll be able to draw your own conclusions on a special election is absolutely needed in this case.
Stavros, Stavros Anthony joining us, Las Vegas City Councilman, and also a candidate for Clark County Commissioner in District C. Do we know what the lag time is going to be after the oral arguments? Are you being told, hey, expect a decision in a month or 2 months or 6 months?
That's a great question, and we don't really know. It's really up to the Nevada Supreme Court. They'll hear the oral arguments on the 7th. We're hoping that they make a decision shortly after that. And if they do call for a special election, it'll probably be a pretty short window. There's already a municipal election scheduled in June, so we're hoping that we just piggyback off of that one. So we're thinking and we're hoping it'll go pretty quickly after that. But it's really up to the justices how long they want to take the time to deliberate, how long they want to take to think about it. It's really strictly up to them. But we're obviously hoping that that this happens pretty quickly. And what's even more egregious is Ross Miller's out there having these fundraisers trying to raise campaign money and saying that the courts have already decided in his favor. And he's telling potential donors this, he's telling voters this, that the courts have already decided, and that's an absolute lie. I mean, he must know that there's a Supreme Court brief, oral arguments and briefings on April 7th, but for some reason he doesn't want to tell people that want to contribute to his campaign that this is happening, and that's absolutely crazy.
Well, and the dumb thing is, he may not even win this election. I mean, that's there may be no race for Ross Miller because he may lose this one. I want to ask you, kind of put on your city councilman hat for a minute. We noticed that unemployment rates are coming down. We noticed that more businesses are reopening more fully, up to 50% occupancy on bars and restaurants. Give me your city councilman perspective. Is the recovery taking hold?
You know, Kevin, we should have opened up months ago. People want to get back to work. Businesses want to get open. These mandates that from the governor have absolutely destroyed our economy, and we could have opened up many, many months ago. I absolutely trust people to be safe and do the right things to make sure that they don't catch COVID, they don't spread COVID-19, and unfortunately, it's just taken way too long to open. I mean, you know, the school should be open right now. We should open a long time ago, and what's happening is the economy is coming around, but it could have come around a long time ago, and just imagine the unemployment going down 3, 4, 5 months ago instead of today, and kids back in school 4, 5, 6 months ago. This is just taking way too long, and we want these mandates to go away, but it's just it's taking forever to happen, and it shouldn't have.
What is your sense of what is going to happen on May 1st when the governor supposedly is going to give back some power to local communities? That means to the Maryland Kirkpatricks, to the mayor, and to folks like that. What do you sense is going to happen? What will the end result be?
Well, that's a great question, and it's really hard to say. I mean, the Clark County Commission hasn't really been that forceful as far as trying to open up the economy, so I'm not sure how confident I am that they're going to continue to open this economy and get people back to work. But I think what's really happening is people are getting tired of this, and they're just kind of doing it on their own. I mean, I went out to eat last night with my wife and went to a restaurant, and the place was packed. I mean, people are just tired of this, and I think people are really the one that's going to drive getting things open, because they're going to force the government to get things back to the way they were and get things back to normal. And you know, as the city of Las Vegas, most of us on the city have really talked about getting this economy open and getting people back to work and getting businesses open. I hope the Clark County Commission does it too, and we'll have to wait and see.
Now, is it your understanding that on May 1st, Mayor Carolyn Goodman or the city council or whoever it is could take this recovery into a totally different direction? How much power do you believe that the governor will have after May 1st?
Well, it's my understanding that he's pushing this down to the counties, the Clark County Commissions. I don't know how much cities are going to have to say when it comes to opening up the economy. It's really more the counties, but I think as cities, it'll be incumbent on us to take a look at what we can do to open up our cities and really kind of force the hand of some of these Clark County commissions to follow suit. Say, let's get people back to work. Let's get people off unemployment. Let's get this great American capitalist economy going. And that's what we have to wait and see May 1st. But as I mentioned before, I think people are the ones that are going to really be pushing to get things open. They're tired of all this.
So wrapping it all up, you're excited. April 7th can't come too soon. We don't know for sure when a decision will come down, but you're going to find out from the state Supreme Court relatively soon whether you won that race or not. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, Stavros. Honestly, I think you won it. I think you won it fair and square, and I can't wait to see the state Supreme Court make the right decision. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us. It's always fun having you on, and maybe next time we'll have you on as County Commissioner Stavros Anthony. Stavros, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Well, you're a great American, Kevin. Thank you.
There you have it. Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman and a candidate. He's still in that race. They say he lost it, but I don't think he did. We'll see what the Supremes have to say. The state Supreme Court could rule close to immediately after the oral arguments. We'll find out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
April 6th is the big one here in the state of Nevada. I don't know if you caught the governor yesterday afternoon and saying that essentially April 6th will be the day everybody 16 and over can be, quote, eligible for the vaccine. Now, here's the devil in the details. He says that we may not have enough vaccine. We may not have enough folks to actually administer the vaccines. So even though you are eligible, you may not get the vaccine. And that's and even Dr. Fauci, you know, we always quote Dr. Fauci, but even Dr. Fauci, in fact, let's go to cut three. We were talking about herd immunity earlier in the show, and it really becomes an issue of who you talk to as to whether we can achieve herd immunity. And once we do that, we have essentially beaten the beast. I don't know whether it's going to be May 1st, July 4th, Christmas, but at some point we're going to get to herd immunity. But even Dr. Anthony Fauci says herd immunity numbers are not all that precise. Listen to this.
You and other experts have suggested that we need to get 60% to 70% of the population vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. If the number's higher now, can we reach the number without vaccination of children under 18, which is roughly 140 million Americans?
You know, Senator, I'd like to maybe backtrack a bit and say I think we should be careful about wedding ourselves to this concept of herd immunity, because we really do not know precisely for this particular virus what that is. You know, I have been saying lately calculation, and it's purely an estimate of 70 to 85% of the population. If it is that, we would probably have to get more children. And I believe as we get high school students vaccinated in the fall, we'll be able to reach that. But let me just emphasize that comment. As I was said in my response to Chairman Murray, that every day we get 2 to 3 more million and we get closer and closer to where we want to be. We don't really know what that magical point of herd immunity is, but we do know that if we get the overwhelming population vaccinated, we're going to be in good shape. And you're right in your question. We ultimately would like to get and have to get children into that mix.
The problem is children are not going to, you know, 16 and up here in Nevada, but every state is doing this thing differently. And we don't know. There are studies underway right now about how children are impacted by the vaccine. But we don't know for sure that it is efficacious and safe. We just Unfortunately, we just don't know. I want to go to Kevin McCarthy for just a quick second. He is the House Minority Leader. The issue of Eric Swalwell, who had the relationship with a Chinese